Hello, everyone. So, welcome. So, if we could turn our gaze inward. And simply be. Welcome your experience just as it is, the breath. Whatever thoughts appear to you. Whatever bodily sensations appear to you. The past, whatever that is not needed right now. Not trying to get anything or go anywhere or achieve any state. Simply resting as being. Because in resting as being, there is freedom. Freedom from mental activity, freedom from this constant attempt to define oneself. To protect oneself, to justify so we can invite this tendency, this habitual muscle to relax. Because all is well in presence. Presence is not something that we do. It is what it is. It is what we are. This formless, aware presence. It is not an activity of the mind. It is not a personal achievement. Because after all, there is no person, in fact, just an old belief structure that maintains itself. Via our collusion. but in resting as being, as presence, there is a formless not knowingness, a borderlessness, a vastness. This undefined presence is our experience of peace. And as peace, as being, as presence, there is no reference to a personal entity. And so we are open and we are available for this peace, which is causeless. Our entire being is available. The entire universe is available. For this peace which transcends the mind. Like a leaf falls off the branch of a tree and gently dances down to the ground. Our habitual mental tendencies come to rest. And in this restfulness, there is no separation. There are no borders. No me and you. No past, no future. The peace of being. Such fulfillment. The world appears to you as perceptions, whatever appears to you appears to you in complete intimacy. Meaning, as one, there is a zero distance between you, which is this awareness, the perceiving element, and that which is perceived. Zero distance. Like in your night dreams. The pink flying elephant that appears in your night dreams. Is it zero distance from you, the dreamer? Because you are the creator and the perceiver as one. All your night dreams, all the aspects of your night dream, their reality is you. They're made out of you, the dreamer. The rivers, the mountains, the people, the events that appear in your night dream, they're all made out of you, the dreamer. Create them and perceive them across time and space. Sometimes in your night dreams, there is a journey that takes 20 or 30 years. But you, the dreamer of this journey, you don't exist in time. Similarly, in the waking state, everything you perceive in complete intimacy. There is no distance between you, this awareness, and the hearing of these words. No distance. There is no distance between the thought that you perceive and you, this awareness. For various practical reasons, we label our worldly experience in many ways. We divide space in north and south, east and west, for practical reasons. These divisions are mental divisions. Useful. many labels. But that which creates the labels is I consciousness. I create those labels. But the reality is one, which is consciousness. Certain bodies are referred to as female and other bodies as male. Certain bodies as children, other bodies as adults. Practical, useful distinctions, mental distinctions which serve a purpose. When it comes to sentience, we label certain forms to be sentient and other forms to be non-sentient. We label a rock to be non-sentient and a rabbit to be sentient. I'm not sure, but we may label a cell to be non-sentient. The human organism to be sentient. Not sure about that. A human organism is just a bundle of cells and other activities. These are useful labels. Some people label a plant as to have some sentience, a certain degree of sentience, like certain plants can sense where their source of nutrition is and move in that direction. They turn towards the sunlight. A rock does not turn towards the sunlight. So we say, oh, well, plant is more sentient than a rock. That's fine. It's okay. These are just ways of expressing. But what is important is to understand that only consciousness is conscious. It is not the human organism which is conscious. It is not the sentient human form which is conscious. It is you that is conscious. When you believe yourself to be the body-mind, you are conflating sentience with consciousness. Once you debunk the belief that you are a man or a woman, a son or a daughter, you're debunking the conflation of sentience with consciousness. I refers to itself. Ramana Maharshi used to speak about the I, I refers to itself. It does not refer to a male or female, a 30-year-old or a 20-year-old or a 50-year-old organism, biocomputer. I refers to itself. Consciousness refers to itself. Knows itself as itself. Is itself. Non-phenomenal, not an object of some sort, you are not an object, you are not a form some sort. That's a misunderstanding. That's a mistaken identification. Which is quite unhappy. I refers to being. Awareness, consciousness. You awaken to yourself with this understanding. The initial understanding. I refers to this invisible, formless, aware presence. And this awareness, this consciousness has no form, has no shape, has no location, has no gender, has no age. And yet, it takes on the form of infinite dreams. It creates and perceives infinite worlds and thoughts and perceptions and mentations, sensations, without compromising its freedom. Without identification. Form is not conscious. Whether the form is simple or complex, whether it's intricate matter or simple basic matter, Only I know I. You are aware that you're aware, and you're aware that you are. That is your sadhana. That is your contemplation. I am, and I know that I am, but I do not know what I am. And this amness, this knowingness, the satchit, is not limited by the mind, is not limited by the world. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, please make sure to unmute yourself, and you're welcome to also raise your hand.